Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and it is April 12th. That's a Tuesday, everybody. Well, happy Tuesday. So what's going on around here? I guess the big news is yesterday, the Bishop City Council appointed Destin Deshaun to serve as the permanent city administrator. The Bishop City Council announced after its April 11th meeting the appointment of Destin Deshaun to serve as the permanent city administrator effective immediately. Mr. Deshaun had served the past few months in an interim capacity and had in his past service with the city served as the acting city administrator on numerous occasions. Mr. Deshaun has been a valuable part of the administration and management team of the city for over 21 years, with over 26 years of employment with the city. His experience in city service includes the following assignments. Hired by the city in December of 95. Promoted to Public Works Supervisor, September 2001. Acting Public Works Director, December 2005 to 2006. Promoted to Public Works Superintendent, September 2006. Served as Interim Public Works Director, November 2019. Appointed Public Works Director, February of 2020. Appointed Acting City Administrator, January 2022. And appointed Interim City Administrator, February 2022. Mr. Deshaun has demonstrated leadership and budget management experience as well as in working well with other jurisdictions, both state and federal. This proven record of excellence is a well-known quantity, adding to the confidence of the City Council in the quality of service Mr. Deshaun has rendered and will continue to render to the community of Bishop. Mr. Deshaun is no stranger to Bishop, having been born and raised locally, the son of former Bishop Police Chief Bruce Deshaun. Destin and his wife Sue have been dedicated public servants to the Bishop and surrounding communities for nearly three decades. The City Council welcomes Mr. Deshaun to this position of leadership and looks forward to working with him in the years ahead. Sounds like they made a right choice. There's been a couple of bad ones. Something tells me he's not going to screw things over and he's going to stick around for a while. So good job and congratulations on that, Destin Deshaun, and good looking out, Bishop City Council. So what else do we got going on here? Hey, did you guys see the VFW hosted a First District Supervisors Candidates Forum yesterday? And guess what? We have the entire video. That's right. You can see it at EasternSierraNow.com. You can see it at YouTube at Eastern Sierra Now. You can see it on Facebook. It might even be on Instagram at this point. I haven't checked. By golly. So, if you want to see how the whole thing went down, the questions that were asked, and what each of the candidates, including your favorite one, whichever one that is, answered, well, that is your chance to do it. So head over. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours long for the video, so it's a long one. But you know what? When you're trying to make the right choice and you're voting for our future here, what's 2 hours out of your life? You really should go pay attention to this so you can really get a feel for who these people are and who you want making our decisions for us. So anyway, the event went really well. Thank you to VFW for hosting these. The next one, unless it changes, is going to be on the 18th, and we will film that as well. We won't be live streaming it yet. We haven't got that whole program figured out. We're going to get it down, but it's a little bit clunky at this point without the right gear, and the right gear costs a lot more than let's say left wallet that Jesse has. So we'll figure that one out as we go. But in the meantime, we sure as hell can film it. So we're going to film it. We'll post it. So you'll see that one is the Third District Supervisor Forum. That will also be through the VFW in Bishop Post 8988. So thank you again for those guys for putting it on. Thank you for the candidates for participating. And head over and check out the video. Leave some comments. I want to know who you guys are voting for and why. So when you watch the video, leave a comment about it and say who you think is the best suited for the job. We all saw the winds yesterday, a little bit today, not as bad today, but that was gnarly. The big oak tree in front of the courthouse fell over in Independence. Multiple trees around all the Owens Valley towns and up into Mono were knocked over. We got like 9 inches of snow in Mammoth. It was just crazy. That was a gnarly little storm there for a minute. So I hate wind too. I get its purpose. I hate wind. There's nothing worse than wind in my opinion. Everybody has their own thing. Mine's wind. I don't like wind. If you ever ask me, hey Jesse, what don't you like? I'm going to say wind. Try it. See what happens. So here's another really cool little deal. I just was out to Salt Creek in Death Valley about a month ago, and I got to see the little pupfish. Well, the ones we didn't get to see, because you can't, is the Devil's Hole pupfish, and you pretty much are blocked off without special, a golden ticket, as it were, to go see the little Devil's Hole pupfish, which are the real pupfish. But I did get to see the Salt Creek ones, and that's pretty amazing. Well, anyway, this is about the Devil's Hole one. I'm doing everything I can to not make a joke about Devil's Hole. I'm just going to just roll on past that one, and we're gonna be adults here. So, in Amargosa Valley, Nevada, which is where the Devil's Hole is, fish biologists are excited to report increased numbers of one of the world's rarest fishes. Scientists counted 175 Devil's Hole pupfish, which is the most they've been observed in a spring count in 22 years. This momentous count also marks the 50th anniversary of counting pupfish using scuba, dating back to April 6th, 1972. I'm just imagining a dude in a scuba suit in this little hole just pointing around at these microscopic fish. One, two, three. Wait, did I already count you? Oh, God. One, two, three. I mean, how does one pull that off? I'm sure there's a much more scientific method than that, but I like mine. And in my mind, it's goofy for some reason. Oh, yuck. A one, a two. Yahoo. Anyway, we're going to move on. Devil's Hole pupfish live in the upper 80 feet of a deep water-filled cavern and sunlit shallow pool at the cavern's entrance, making this the smallest range of any vertebrate species on the planet. Devil's Hole is a detached unit of Death Valley National Park adjacent to Ash Meadows National Wildlife Refuge in Nye County, Nevada. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Nevada Department of Wildlife, and National Park Service staff cooperate to manage this critically endangered species. Population size is estimated by counting fish throughout its habitat with standard counting protocols. A one, a two, a yuck. A three. Scientists scuba dive to count fish in the cavern, starting at depths below 100 feet. Simultaneously, other scientists count fish on the shallow shelf at the water surface. The final count includes both surface and underwater fish. The official result, 175 observable pupfish, is the highest count recorded in 22 years. Before the 1990s, the population was around 200 pupfish in the spring. However, pupfish numbers have been especially low during the last two decades, averaging only 90 fish. A return to high numbers of pupfish this time of year could signal important changes in the ecosystem. Kevin Wilson, aquatic ecologist for Death Valley National Park, manages resources of Devil's Hole and states, "Such shifts highlight the importance of maintaining long-term data as we work to find out what's changed." The official result, 175 observable pupfish is the highest count recorded since April 2000. On this count, Brandon Singer, supervising fisheries biologist for Nevada Department of Wildlife, scuba counted a surprisingly number of young fish below the surface. For biologists at Devil's Hole, it's always great to confirm spring reproduction coming out of the winter. Other biologists on site noted fish appeared both in remarkable condition and very active. Having more pupfish in Devil's Hole also affects the direction and focus of species recovery. This week's count continues on an overall springtime increase over the last 9 years from the all-time low of 35 fish. Wow. Michael Schwimm, senior fish biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, states, "It's exciting to see this shift because, if persistent, allows more opportunity for study and to explore new management options. The next pupfish count occurs next fall." Well, that's pretty incredible. As you all know, we have some pupfish around our area here. Those little ponds called pupfish ponds behind the, I always call it the ears. What's it actually called? The satellite dishes out in the middle of the desert between Big Pine and Bishop, Caltech. So out behind there, there's pupfish. You have some in the different pools and ponds around the river in different places like that. So, but those aren't the same pupfish. They're all in the same family, just like the ones in Salt Creek that I observed about a month ago. They are pupfish, but they're not the same. The Devil's Hole pupfish are the ones in particular that are extremely endangered. As you can see, there's only 175 of them on the planet. So that's pretty cool and good for those little guys. You know, I wonder if somebody's playing some Barry White music for them over there or something, and they just got a little bit more frisky this year and pumped out some baby, had a baby boom. You know, it's end World War II, you got nothing else to do. Let's make some fish. Okay. You know, I'm thinking about getting something together here in the next couple of days with Amy from High Point Solar. I've been talking about solar, and you guys have heard me talk about it all the time, and how I'm a huge proponent of solar power. One thing I didn't realize is going on, and this is actually makes a lot of sense because there's a lot of people that just want money. There is a, let's put up air quotes, used car salesman branch of solar installers. I just thought everybody putting in solar was sort of a tree-hugging hippie. Like, hey, I want to do the best for the environment, and I'm going to get out there and do what I can to help you save money by putting this on your house and get rid of your bills and get rid of this and get rid of your, you know, your footprint on the planet. That's not necessarily the case. There is a lot of people from out of town that are actually starting to kind of snipe business around here a little bit. And what they're doing is, in order to keep up with High Point Solar, who is the top dog in town, they are dropping the numbers of how much solar they put on your house. It's hard to explain a little bit, but it comes down to, like, I'll make up numbers to make this simple. So if you have one solar panel on your house, and that gets you 1 kilowatt hour of energy in your house, and let's say that's what you need to get by, it never will be, so I'm just using this for example. Well, what they're doing is saying, okay, we'll just give you a smaller solar panel, so you make a 0.5 kilowatt of energy, but we're going to charge you what they were charging you for this. But to make up the difference, we're going to give you $1,000 in referral fee or something like that, something to make it enticing for you. So you think, oh, wow, well, I can get this for that. But Amy just walked me through everything on a bid that she got, and it would basically make it so for the same price of what High Point Solar would give you, the top of the line gear. This isn't even top of the line for our area. This is top of the line on the planet. You would get the best gear, sleek, black frames, not even noticeable on your house. The piping would be High Point quality, High Point Solar quality, which means completely hidden, running along the seams of your house, underneath the eaves of your house. So that way it's not just sticking up. What these guys are going to do is give you the clunkiest, oldest stuff they can buy for cheap, with pipes just going straight across the roof. She showed me pictures. It's disgusting. It doesn't look good at all. And then charge you the same price, making you think you're getting the same thing. But in the end, you're actually making less electricity on your house, which means you're going to still have a utility bill because they're not getting you up to the amount you need to equal out how much you use. So you're going to be paying your solar bill, which is the loan for the equipment. You're going to be paying DWP or Edison because you're still requiring energy from them at that point because you don't have enough stuff on your build there on your house, and you paid exactly the same price that you could have got the top of the line Ferrari of solar panels and made more than you need for your house, so you can have updates in the future. Let's say you want to get that EV, you know, let's say you want to put in a hot tub, that kind of thing. They High Point Solar plans for that and still gives you the lowest price. I know they're my client and I'm advertising for them here, and that's great, but it's also just, don't be stupid. I mean, a used car salesman, we all know the old caricature, you know what I mean? There's the stereotype of the guy, he's sleazy looking, he probably hasn't bathed in a couple of days, he's got a cheap suit on, and he's like, hey, I'm going to get you in this car, this is what you look good in, right, ma'am? You always wanted to get a minivan. Well, it's just coughing, that's all. Cars cough once in a while, that's how these things go. You know what I mean? You've got those guys in this field, so you really need to pay attention to what you're doing. Here's how you get around that. You're going to want multiple bids, of course, just like on anything. If you're spending the same amount of money as buying a new car, you're going to really want to make sure that you bid that out. Just like if you're going to the doctor to get your knee done, you want to get second opinion, man. You know what I mean? And that's smart. That's totally smart. But here's what you do. You go to Amy at High Point Solar, and for free, she gives you the entire breakdown of what you need to get by at the top of the line, and she'll have a look at your other breakdowns and explain to you what they mean exactly, word for word, so you can see why High Point is the better option. And who knows, maybe somebody will give you a better option than them. Tell you what, guarantee she'll beat it for you. So you need to go to High Point Solar. So just go to highpoint-solar.com. Talk to Amy. It's 937-5849. If you're looking at solar on your house, which you should be, trust me, right now is the time to get into it. Everything is going in this direction, and it's as cheap as it's going to be. It will continue to grow from here. So you're going to want to get in and lock your price in right now. Call Amy, set yourself up, even if you're not planning on getting solar right now. but you want to maybe in a year, call her and set it up. She'll come tell you what you need to know so you have a number in your head. So you know, okay, I need to find $15,000 or whatever it is for your house. Everybody's house is going to be different. So head over to High Point Solar, check that out. But just remember, there is a lot of sleaze out there on that. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are just trying to make money. They don't even live here. They don't care about your community. They don't care about your neighbors. They don't care about anything. They just want to make their money, slap that on their roof, and get the hell out of here. And you'll never hear from them again. Something goes wrong, you'll end up calling Amy to fix it. I guarantee it. I've seen it happen 3 times in the last month. So don't even waste your time. Just go to the best. And that's High Point Solar, hands down. So go check that out today. What else do we have here? Oh, this is awesome. You know all those trees we talked about earlier that fell down? People's freaking hot tubs flew away, barbecues, children, little dogs, small rocks. You know, all these things that flew all over the place during the windstorm that we just had. Guess what? Notice, fees are waived for storm-related debris at all Inyo County landfills. So, go pick up all those branches and all that crap, throw it on your trailer, go to landfill. Hey, this fell down in the storm. Boom, free. You don't even have to pay for it. Thank you, Inyo County. That's awesome of you, because there is so many branches. In Big Pine in particular, you have to dodge them in the road in some places. It's gnarly. So, it's going to be quite a cleanup effort. So, thank you for doing that for us, because otherwise you're just going to see a bunch of people dumping stuff out in fields. And that's never good. So thank you for that, Inyo County. Hey, you know what we need? More subscribers on Eastern Sierra Now. We have 890. We want to get to that 1,000 mark. So we got 110 to go, ladies and gentlemen. When we get there, I'm going to offer up a pretty great prize. Let's say when we get to about 950, I'm going to come out with what the prize is. And then when we get to 1,000, I'm going to put every single email in a hat and pull it. And whichever one gets it is going to get that prize, and that's going to be cool. So if you haven't subscribed yet, you're going to want to do that. So head over, put your email address in on the webpage, and hit subscribe. You're going to want to be a part of that. So a little bit of sports here. I do have, before we get into that, we're going to end this off with an interview with Manuel Astorga from Astorga's Restaurant. They're offering some new products out there that I think you're going to want to check out. So I have a phone interview with him in just a moment, and we are going to talk about all that's new at Astorga's Restaurant. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for that phone call, let's check this out. Finally, I've been putting it out there for so long that I want other sports teams to reach out other than just baseball and softball from Bishop High School. Well, you know, if you ask for it, you ask and you shall receive, as they say. Only 6 first team players, 6 second team players, and 6 honorable mentions are selected out of the 8 teams that make up the High Desert League basketball. And Mammoth had multiple players. It is a huge honor to be selected. The High Desert League Basketball 2022 Boys Basketball First Team, Leo Daniels, who is a senior at Mammoth High School. Well done, young man. Second team, Tyler Jones, who's a sophomore. Also, fantastic work. I made second team, thank you very much, when I was in high school. It's a lot of work. Honorable mention, Matt Petroni. He's a sophomore. Well done. You know, you're going to get it next year. You keep trying, bud. And all academic, Leo Daniels, who also made first team. So that's a pretty go-getter kid right there, man. He's doing it across the board. Well done, sir. And girls basketball, second team, Nicole Smythe. She's a sophomore. Absolutely well done to all of those kids through the Mammoth basketball program. And that comes from Mammoth basketball head coach Andrew Jones. Thank you for reaching out. And again, other sports, if there's anything out there, hit me up. I would love to show it. As I told Coach Jones here, next year, designate a parent to take videos and pictures, and I'll give them my phone number, and you can just text them to me as you get them. Then once I get the stats from the coach, I'll put it together. I'll make you a pretty sweet page. The kids love seeing themselves. I promise you, they're going to love that. So for what's going on now, we got baseball for just a little bit longer. Hit me up. Let's do it. You know, if you got programs throughout the summer, let's say we're talking the T-ball, little kids baseball, adult league softball, all of it. If you are on one of these teams, I will gladly put you on our sports program here. I just need you to send me the stuff because I can't possibly go out to every single sporting event and take pictures and take notes, plus handle all of the news here and our social media and everything else. It is impossible for me at this point. Maybe as we start to build up some more revenue for the company, I can hire other people to do this stuff for me, and then I could head out and do that. But in the meantime, it's just not going to happen. So if you want it out there, all you have to do is send it to me. It's that simple. Speaking of revenue, you know, Patreon is a great way to help us out. And we actually just came up with a new thing for Patreon. I will get to you that in just 1 second. It's actually pretty sweet. So patreon.com, for those of you that don't know what that is a benefactor website. So what you would do is you would sign on to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. When you're there, you could pick one of our many attractive tiers, which basically comes down to you donate money each month. Could be $5, could be $300. It just depends on what you want to do. And you're pledging that you'll give that much money each month. And what you'll get from that is called out on the news. I'm working on t-shirts for those of you that are a part of Patreon right now and have the t-shirt level. I'm putting them together right now. As soon as I have something, then we will be sending those out. But you'll get t-shirts, you'll get stickers. I mean, there's all these different things that we offer across the board on here. Even first rights to ask questions to public figures and stuff. You send it to me, I'll make sure I get that question answered for you. You know, things along those natures. But here's another thing that's actually going to happen, and this is the world premiere exclusive. I have not told anybody this before. So, through Patreon, you are going to get the first look and the first right to use our new Eastern Sierra Now app. Yep, it will be for iOS and Android. You can download it directly to your phone. And all of the stuff that you love about EasternSierraNow.com and all of our social media pages will be right there on your phone with one touch. That's right. You can look up local calendars. You can look up local restaurants. You can look up all the local news that's happening, local sports. We're going to have a link directly to this podcast through there, plus much, much more. The app is going to completely change the way news is done in our area. It's taken a long time to build and a lot of money and a lot of stuff, but we are there. It is going to be beta tested here shortly. And the first people that get to try it out are our Patreon members. So if you would like to be one of those, head over to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. Just get in at the $5 level. If that's all you can afford, that's fine. You will get to be one of the first to try out the new app. Send me back what you think. Send me back any bugs you find, that kind of stuff. You know, we're going to get this top notch before we roll it out to the public. And guess what? With Patreon, you'll get to do it for free. So head over to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. Okay, we are going to cut to Manuel Astorga from Astorga's Mexican Restaurant in Bishop to tell us about some of the new wares that they are peddling. And I'll tell you, it's worth getting on that bike and peddling too. See what I did there? Yeah, sometimes I'm an idiot, I know. Let's go to Manuel. Okay, we are here with Manuel Astorga from Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, and apparently they have something pretty interesting going on out there. How's it going, man?
Hey, Jesse, I'm doing great, man. Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, yeah. Man. No problem. So what are you guys doing out there that's a little bit different from what I understand?
Yeah, well, you know, we're called a Mexican restaurant, but we like to think that we're a little bit more than just a Mexican restaurant here in Bishop. I mean, we're a little bit, we got different things going on. My brother, you know, he's got some new ideas that he wanted to implement. You know, he's been learning from my dad. And so what we decided to start with is some new burgers.
Burgers, cool.
I mean, think of a Mexican restaurant with burgers. It's kind of hard to believe sometimes, but
right.
But the thing is, it's not just any kind of burger. You know, they're more of a, like, it has a Mexican flair to it. So going to come out real good. Yeah. You know, it has some Chihuahua cheese, some grilled onions, jalapenos, guacamole. You got avocados. You got all kinds of Mexican flair to it. So
that's cool.
So my brother came up with some really good creations, and we're looking forward to share it with everyone else.
Oh, that's great. So it's multiple different burgers, just different with Mexican flair.
Yeah, exactly. So we got three different types.
Okay.
There's one, the Chihuahua. There's a Chihuahua style burger. We call it Astorga's Chihuahua style burger, and then we got Astorga's bacon, grilled bacon guacamole burgers. I'm still learning the names too. and then we got the Astoria's chile pasilla burger too. So it has a really good kick to it and a good flavor to it. So I'm looking forward to giving them out to the customers.
Oh, that sounds pretty amazing. I'm going to have to get out there and try all three at the same time.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely.
Nice. That sounds great. Okay, so if people want to know more about this or how to get in touch with you guys or where your restaurant's at, anything, can you just lay out some contact information for people?
Yeah, we're located here in Bishop, a little outside. It's at 2206 North Sierra Highway. You could call us at 760-872-3849. Or, you know, our best bet also is, you know, go online. We're on our website, you know, AstoriasMexicanRestaurant.com. And it has our full menu, and our burgers are also going to be online as well. So you guys could order it from there.
And that's great. You can actually order it from online. You don't just look it up. Yeah. You can order and then show up and be ready.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're looking forward to it. It's a new items coming up, and then there's more to come down the road. So we're very happy, and we want to thank everybody for their support and their love with everything.
Hey, that's how you guys have been there for us too, trust me. So thank you. So that's awesome. Okay, well, that's great. Everybody needs to get out and try those out, and we will keep you updated, because once I get one, I'm going to have to talk about it.
It sounds great. Thank you so awesome. Much, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, man. Well, that sounds amazing. I'm sitting here going, I have a thing at 6 o'clock. Can I make it to Bishop, get an Astorga's Mexican-style burger, and be back before 6? Well, while I think about that, I'm going to let you guys go. That was it for today as far as all the news that I got. As always, I would like to thank all of our patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Tomatohead, Dee, Ida, Deborah, Valerie, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you so much. And again, we've already gone over this. If you're interested, patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. Get on board. Trust me, now is the time. You're going to want that app when it comes out, and they are getting it first. All right, we're going to call it for today. I will be back with you tomorrow, whether you like it or not.